Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. I am super excited about today's guest. We are having the Newsboys on the show. Duncan Phillips, Michael Tate, they're going to be talking about their music, how it's affected their lives, their hit song, God's Not Dead, and so much more. And by the way, they're on tour, so we're going to be talking about that. They might be visiting a city near you, so you want to check that out. But we're going to get a chance to really sit down and not just talk about the music, but get a history of the movie God's Not Dead, the movie series God's Not Dead, and what that really means to Duncan and Michael. And so there's a lot to unpack on today's show. I am super excited. And so with no further ado, let's welcome Duncan Phillips and Michael Tate to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Billy. How you doing, bud?
I am doing well. Now, you guys are on tour. You're heading all over the place. Let's talk about the Stand Together tour. Yes. Michael, tell me a little bit about this. What are you guys bringing to this show this time around?
Well, every show is different. The record Stand came as a result of having a lot of time off unexpectedly because of COVID. And man, was it a blessing because we got time to work on a record finally at home, not coming home for a couple of days working, going back out on the road, confused what's going on, back home again, throwing some stuff down. We had time. Thank you, COVID. That's the silver lining in the COVID cloud. So the record's called Stand. And the tour, I mean, I love being a black guy in a band with white guys because it's like living integration. Here we are, living it out, not just talking about it, but doing it. You know, talk is cheap. As my dad would say, it takes money to buy land. We bought land in this band. We've been on a lot of land, a lot of tours. And Stand Together with Danny Gokey, Adam Agee, Mac Powell. Says it strongly enough to, I think. And I'm in a divided America. My gosh, do we need times like today, or times like now, with songs like Stand and with a message like Stand. Once again, black and white standing together.
Yeah, no, that's so powerful and it's so true, right? I mean, this is, you guys make the music that people need to come together. And I love that you're living that out. Now, Duncan, talk a little bit about COVID, how you guys navigated that. Michael was kind of hinting at that a little bit. I would imagine it was difficult probably being able to obviously tour and do different things. So speak about that a little.
Matt, yeah, one thing for Duncan answers. He navigated pretty well at the beach. He did a great job at the beach.
I definitely made lemonade out of lemons, no doubt
sure
about
did,
it. But I think you got to do that in any situation you're confronted with. But we did, as Michael said, we took the time to say, we looked at each other and said, look, if we don't come out of this thing with a smash record, that we might as well quit. So the wonderful thing with what it gave us the time to really dive deep.
Yeah.
Into the creative process, which we have never really, really ever done before,
it's
believe
true.
It or not. We've had moments, but this time we go backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. It's not good enough. Let's do it again. It's not good enough. Let's go again. Let's rewrite this. And so through all of that, I truly believe that we've got one of the best records we possibly have. But coming out the other side, I got to spend a lot more time with my family as well. I had some just wonderful memories of being home. For a traveling musician, that doesn't happen a lot.
Very rare.
And one last thing I'll leave you with. I got a taste of retirement and it sucks.
are you kind of the people, like, this is how I am. I don't want to be doing nothing. I want to go out and work. I like to work.
Yeah. Look, when you love what you do,
yes.
When you believe you're called to what you do, yes, it's work, but it's not work.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's
100%.
I'm not working for the weekend. I love going out on the weekends. I mean, I love what I do. So, you know, I've joked before about, you know, when I die one day, I want to die my drum kit because that's my happy place, right?
Yeah, right.
Although it'd be gross for all the fans,
but
you know, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want anyone to have that visual. But ultimately, you know, I'd like to be out doing what I love to do rather than, you know, sitting on the beach, which also I love
to do,
which is beautiful. But I got a taste of that And what I realized for the first time, it's the hard work that gives the vacation or the beach its value.
Ooh,
if you just live
good.
That life, it's so true. If you just live that life the whole time, it would have less value over time yeah. because this is just what I do, right? Yeah. But it's the not being there that gives that moment value. And I yeah. think that's what I've learned to appreciate is that you know, if I can go down more often, that's great. But if I've got nothing else to do but to sit on a beach, then I'm going to be bored and I'm going to be annoying everyone around me because I'm a bit like Michael. I'm a bit What's next? Let's go. So anyway, it's all good. And it's given us all a great kind of reset to, mm-hmm. you know, reset our compass to where, oh my gosh, this is amazing what we do. And I think future's great.
Well, I have to ask you both this, and I have a feeling, Duncan, you're going to say some sort of city that has a beach and based on this conversation, but I want to ask you both, Michael, starting with you, what city is the one that you're the most excited, and maybe it's one you've already hit, but to visit on this tour?
Where do you live?
I'm in New York.
Oh, New York.
New York.
Hey!
New York City. No, if I thought you meant out of the country, because out of the country would be the state of the state. It'd be the country of Italy the rest of my life. But back to America, I like California and Texas a lot. We do a lot of shows in Texas, a lot of shows in California. Nice weather, great people. I grew up in the East, so I love New York. I love DC where I grew up. But yeah, I'm a California kid or Texas kid.
Okay. Touring-wise. Very good. Very good. And how about you, Duncan?
He's the same.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, I love Cali. I love the weather out there. I love the people.
Yeah.
And, of course, Texas. Some of the most beautiful people live in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, per capita, I don't know what it is about Texas.
It's the Texas water, man.
Well, I don't know what it is. But some
it's the barbecue.
That's what it is. It's a Texas barbecue. Just gorgeous, gorgeous people. And I love Florida, too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a fan of Florida. So there's that.
Okay, so I want to ask you, Michael, about God's Not Dead. You guys have had so many hits and so many big songs. There's something about God's Not Dead that deeply resonated, and it's a very timeless, you know, song for a lot of reasons. But what has that song meant to you?
It's been a lot to me. I've been in a couple of bands. Of course, DC Talk, we had the song Jesus Freak, and our two biggest songs, Jesus Freak and In the Light. And I think, you know, as you write songs and as you do some play songs, like the cover and write them, a lot of bands, a few bands have, I would call them, what's the word I'm looking for?
Career songs? Is that
career songs, yeah. I mean, we had a lot of, because we had Colored People in DC Talk, we had Tearing on the Walls, we had New Thing. But arguably, Jesus Freaking and the Like were the big ones. With Newsboys, arguably, We Believe in God's Not Dead are our big ones. And we're blessed to have those songs. But God's Not Dead, it just resonated with people. It's the battle cry. And it's the fact, you know, we're not putting people's faces, but the fact is, so many people say, you know, God's for old women and young kids, or God's was for yesterday, or God's not for today, or it's old, it's 2,000 years old. No, my God is not dead. He's alive. He roars like a lion in my heart every day, in this guy's heart every day, and people get it. Well, what was shocking was the fact that little kids, like, were all hooked. They love that song like it's pizza, popcorn, and cotton candy.
My six-year-old loves it. My 6-year-old loves that song.
I'm not shocked. They all love it. And it's crazy because I had no clue recording that song that it would be that. No, of course, we don't know the future, but it's been a massive tune for us. The movie came out, the first movie, did $80 million at the box office, which is crazy. It's just crazy stuff. You just knew, who knew, you know? But
yeah.
that's the power of God in a song and a movement.
Absolutely. And Duncan, for you, because Michael, you just mentioned, obviously, movie series, right? You end up with not just one film, numerous yeah. films. Yeah. What's it like, Duncan, to know that there's a legacy that extends beyond just the song?
Well, I think it broadens your horizons as far as you're not just into music now. Now you're into not only something that people can hear, but also something people can see.
Yeah.
So when you're involved in something that involves two or three of people's senses, it has a lot greater impact than just the music itself. It's funny that we didn't become famous to a lot of people until they saw us on the big screen,
yeah.
right? It's the weirdest thing. So we had a moment after when that movie hit that, you know, we couldn't go anywhere because
yeah.
It was, people had seen that movie. I think it was 6 million people saw it the first weekend or first 2 weeks or something. It was crazy.
We could probably go to the restroom.
You know, it had massive impact straight off.
It really did.
Straight out of the gate. So I think for the first time we realized the impact of movies. We realized that, you know, we'd be going through an airport and we couldn't get out.
Oh, yeah.
Get in or out of the airport.
That's awesome. We're together, Danny, because we're so recognizable, the two of us.
I guess in that sense, but yeah. it was stunning, the impact of those movies. And still to this day, Michael was saying, it's the kids that resonate with whatever it is about this song, whether it's the music, whether it's the lyrics, whether it's a combination of the both. It's, kids love it.
I think it's the War Like a Lion part.
Maybe
it's like a lion. Like a lion bit,
kids know, love that kids part. Kind of resonate with that on a kind of primal level.
Yeah, know? They do.
Yeah, but I think in life sometimes we search for words that we think are so lofty and they're going to just resonate in a new way. And yet it's the simple truths, because everybody loved that song, adults, kids, right? It's the simple truth that you speak, I think, in that song, and that you see then coming out through the movies that has that impact, because it's such common sense, but yet it's so lost in our culture sometimes.
Well, it is. I think we're told everything, but, you know, God's dead. We don't need, we got science now. We're smarter than that. You know, if you believe in God, you know, basically it's for old ladies and little kids, like Michael was mentioning.
The feeble-minded, the weak-minded, you know.
Right. You know, if you need a crutch, well, something you need to believe some in. Kind of deity to believe in, because you're a little weaker. You're not as smart. You're not quite as bright. So you need a crutch to sit on. And of course, that is anything but the truth. But it's just the way of the nature of our culture right now, is because we are creating other gods, whether it be money, sports, fame, whatever it be. We're creating other gods. People will worship something.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at a football game. They're hooting and hollering, jumping up and down, and that's my 100%. Team. Go, my team! It's a form of worship. It's a form of religion. It really is. NASCAR's the same. And I'm not bagging these things. I love football and NASCAR.
Yeah,
I love it all. But I think these inherently built to worship something, and if it's not the God Almighty, it's going to be something lower, a lot lower.
You better believe
in the
it.
Rungs, whether it be football, fame, sex, money, power, whatever you name it.
Anything can become an idol. Anything can become an idol.
Yeah, it does, because that's where we're built.
Yep.
So, okay, last question for both of you, Michael. I want to start with you. I've been asking people this question every interview I do, because I don't know, I love getting the response. And I think it's an important question for our own lives and what we think about the legacy we leave behind. So, Michael, for you, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, you've traveled the world, you've sang, you've been in movies like, you know, God's Not Dead. What for you is the legacy you want to leave behind?
My gosh, that's a powerful question, Billy. I would say, first, I'd say, people would say, what would you say to your younger self? I would say that choices have consequences, so choose wisely. But I hope to leave behind what my dad left behind for me and his father before him, my grandfather, and that is loving people well, because love covers so much territory, a multitude of faults. Love is stronger than death. Love transcends death. I mean, it's amazing what love does, but we have used the word so much. It's become so callous sometimes. And so we're so jaded with the word love. And the idea of what love is, when true love is putting ones before yourself, looking out for others and those that can't speak out. You know, the Bible talks about when someone cannot be, you know, represented well, maybe in the court of law even. Just standing up for those that can't, you know, that don't have no representation. I just hope people see that my epitaph, that he loved well. He loved God. He loved his fellow man. And I love to go deep about, you know, I wish I had done more for the Salvation Army or done more on the mission field. No, just loving people well, because you love people well, God can use that, use you and situations, conduit, he can get inside. Otherwise, it's all naught.
And what is it without love? That's the call. Love God, love others, right? I mean, that's our
people
that's
that
our
know
call.
Me, people that know me and my family and know my dad. My dad know that we are Tate's lovers. The last name Tate actually means gregarious and joyful. We're that way about life and people. So there you have it. Take him to it. Duncan? How about you?
Oh, hey.
That was good. That was powerful.
No, the legacy you want to, I look at some of the people that have fallen in the past, and I never want to do that. I never want to embarrass this great faith. That's one of the biggest things that I guard against. But Michael hit it on the head. I think we want to be a lover of people. We are a lover of people. Mm-hmm. I don't care your propensities.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, what you are. That's between you and your maker.
Yeah.
All I'm called to do is to go out into all the world and preach the gospel with love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I don't agree with you on some issue, it doesn't matter ultimately. What I am called to do is to love you. And I think at the end of the day, we want to be known as a man of love, because we were first love. I mean, my sin is no cleaner than anyone else's, you know. I'm no more righteous or was no more righteous than anyone else. So I was loved with all my dirt. Who am I to not give love to anyone else?
Amen, Duncan.
And I think that's the right.
Yeah,
I think at the end of the day, that's what I would want to be known for.
All dirt at the end of the day.
Lover people.
Yeah.
I love that. You guys are bringing revival here. I love it. And you know, people who are watching this right now or listening, you can go and check them out on the Stand Together Tour. Thank you guys so much for your time today.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial. From kids' content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
And that wraps up our interview with the Newsboys. Check out their tour and also be sure to check out the Edify app. It's EDIFI. The Pure Flix podcast is on that app. We are part of the Edify podcast network. If you're a fan of podcasts and you love Christian shows, download that app on the App Store and you can hear thousands of amazing faith-inspiring shows. And last thing, this is a really important thing. If you are a fan of God's Not Dead, check out the latest in the franchise, God's Not Dead, We the People, streaming right now on PureFlix. And make sure you tune in next time for another episode of the PureFlix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the Pure Flix podcast.